and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this wonderful Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, December the 11th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Christmas Shopping. We talked about it in yesterday's show. We're going to talk about it officially 2 weeks from today, Christmas Day. All of our sponsors are offering great discounts, gift certificates, Christmas sales happening for you guys. All you have to do is text me, whatever sponsor you would like to talk with, and I'll send you their contact information, links to their websites, promo codes, phone numbers, whatever you need. We would greatly appreciate if you would consider shopping with our sponsors, our radio family, telling them Trucker Randy sent you, getting great discounts, saving some money, making it easy for you to shop. Now, the snow started last night, but we didn't get that much, just basically a coating. But they're saying this afternoon is when it's going to start through rush hour. So you guys driving home today might be experiencing some snow. Overnight, accumulations could be as high as 6 to 12 inches. Antrim County, Kalkaska County, right across the snow belt, Otsego, heading over toward Onaway, as well as Alpena. Sheboygan, St. Ignace, Mackinac City, Sault Ste. Marie, it's coming. Winter storm watch is in effect until 7 p.m. tomorrow. So drive safe. And why go shopping to a store, fighting the crowds? I was in Myers the other day. The lines were even long there. I had friends told me they had gone to Walmart, and the lines were like 100 people long. Black Friday sales extended there as well, but who wants to fight those crowds? Couldn't find a spot, they said, in the parking lot. It was total crazy. So, again, consider it. Curtis Gunsmithing, text me guns, mypillow.com, Mike Lindell's company, 50, 60, 70, 80% off. Text me MP for my pillow. Iron Pig, just text me pig. Gift certificates available by email. You don't even have to be mailed anything. If they email it to you, you can forward the email to somebody. Merry Christmas. Enjoy. They take a picture of it off the email or they print it out. They go in and have their free meal on you. So we're excited. right in the middle of this week of lame duck activity. I mentioned 107 bills yesterday in the House, 68 in the Senate. Well, guess what? 100 today, another 100 scheduled in the House, and only 50 in the Senate. I don't know if they voted on all 175 bills yesterday, but they have another 150 today. Complete insanity going on down in Lansing right now. Haven't even heard from the state reps to find out how late they went last night into this morning. But we will try to find out and continue on reporting on these bills. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of this first hour on this Hump Day Wednesday. As usual, joining us in this time slot is Dr. Jeff Ask the Vet is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, how's the weather up there? You guys getting any snow yet?
We're getting a little flurry. So, but I think that storm is mostly going to hit west of us.
West of you guys?
Yeah. Or at least the last report that I saw. But, you know, sometimes I wish I was a meteorologist because, you know, like, you know, it might snow, it might rain, who knows.
You can get paid good money to do it. Hey, one of the things people were talking about Christmas shopping, we have a lot of sponsors, a lot of sales, a lot of gift certificates going on. And one question that was texted me, I think it was right after our show last week, and I forgot to ask you, do you offer any gift certificates there at Sioux Animal Hospital? If somebody wanted to give to their kids, for example, a young married couple can't really afford regular vet visits. The parents, grandparents know this. They want the dog or cat to get its shots and to be checked up on, maybe a dental session with you or whatever. Do you guys offer any gift certificates there at the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Yeah, actually, we have done stuff like that in the past. Like I said, we don't do a lot of it because, you know, most people don't think about, you know, a vet clinic as a place for, you know, gift certificates. Yeah, we have done that before.
Okay, very good. So it is possible if somebody wanted to do that. Okay, because I tell people, you know, please shop, do your Christmas shopping through our radio family, our sponsors, and we have deals going on with right now Scott Hawley from Safe Step Walk-In Tubs and Showers. He's giving $1,000 off of any tub or walk-in shower people get, plus a walk-in shower package worth $1,600 for free. So he's got a really good deal going. My Pillow right now, Mike Lindell's offering 50, 60, 70, 80% off free shipping. We've got all kinds of deals happening. So I just wanted to ask you, if somebody calls and says, hey, can I put 100 or 200, 300 bucks on a credit card and get some kind of gift certificate for my kids? They can't afford you know, vet treatments with their dog. We'd like them to get their dog in there and get them checked out with Dr. Jeff. I just wanted to make sure I was able to say that on the radio.
Yes, yes, yeah, yep. We have done that before in the past.
Okay, very good. Next question. Jim down in Monroe said he's looked at the map, but he's not happy with his vet down there in Monroe. Of course, you know where Monroe, Michigan is.
Yep.
Almost to Toledo.
Isn't General Custer from Monroe?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, yep.
The little statue down there. Well, he's not happy with his vet. Surgery has been diagnosed and needed, and the number, he said he almost fell over. Yeah. And he's like, okay, I'm going to have to put my dog down. I can't afford that. Well, we have financing options. He gave him a little pamphlet, some kind of organization, bank, financing company or something, Jeff. Yep. I'm not familiar with those, but I'm sure you are. And he's like, okay, it was going to cost him like $250 a month for 2 years or some ridiculous number. He's like, can Dr. Jeff diagnose my animal from records, or would I have to bring him up and have him, Dr. Jeff, confirm, get a second opinion before he actually was able to give me a quote for surgery?
Well, it depends on what we have to have done. But yeah, the first place would be to send the records. Yeah, I can always take a look at them and, you know, give a second opinion and throw in my 2 cents and then go from there. Sometimes I can figure out what's going on, you know, from the record and go, okay, this is what needs to happen, and it's going to probably be, you know, XYZ amount. Or I might look at it and go, okay, you know, and maybe I might, because sometimes I've looked at them and going like, you know what, I'm not really jiving with what the other vet found. And so that way then I'll have them come up and you know, then we'll run some little diagnostics here and just to, you know, or get the hands on the animal, kind of get a feel, okay, what's going on. Prime example, I had a client that their dog, the other vet wanted them to do an arthrodesis on the joint, which is to fuse it. and
fuse a joint.
Yep. If you
aren't joints supposed to move?
They're supposed to, but if you've had enough damage to a joint that it is just causing pain and there's no way you can control the pain, that's what you do, is you would go ahead and actually fuse the joint. And this is a hock or an ankle, okay?
Okay.
And looked at it, and they were quoted, again, a significant amount of money. And I got it, looked at it, and I says, you know what? I don't think that I disagreed, you know, and you're sure going to find that too. It's not that one vet's right, one vet's wrong. It was just different ways of looking at things too. And that's like my daddy always said, that's why it's called the art of medicine.
Yes.
You know, because like I said, it's one third art, one third science, and then one third superstition. sometimes we do stuff and why do you do it? I don't know, but it works. So do it again.
But it works. We do it. Right. So what was your alternative solution?
We treated it just conservatively, and what the joint that they were having a problem was, so in the hock, there's really three different joints, but only one is the high mobility joint. And where the fracture was not in the high mobility joint. So I'm like, why fuse this whole joint? Because once you do that, you start it can help with pain, true, but now that movement that's supposed to happen at that joint now gets transferred to the two other joints above and below the joint.
Right.
They start having issues. It's like if you like have a lakeside property or something, and if you build a seawall, now you get faster erosion on your neighbors that don't have seawalls.
Oh yeah, okay. That pressure is diverted next door.
It's got energy is neither created nor destroyed. It is merely transferred. It's got to go somewhere.
Got to go somewhere.
Once you start fusing joints, it's kind of it's an end game for me. I mean, it's like we've done everything else, nothing's working. Dog's in pain. Okay, go ahead and do it.
Right, but now the other joints are having to compensate for that joint not moving, and then that transfers. Problems potential to those other joints.
Those joints can then transfer to other joints, and it's just the whole body is interconnected, and that's where you talk about people talking about being a holistic doctor.
Sure.
Where that's the thing too, where you're dealing in human medicine, it is so fractured. There's a urologist and a gynecologist and a
oncologist
and a nephrologist, which is different than a urologist, And I'm like, well, wait a minute, it's the same system, and so you got people that are experts, but they're experts in very small, and that's where almost we need more GPs to try to take all this information. And and then put it together. It's like a veterinarian. Well, I am the oncologist, gynecologist, urologist, the oncologist, the surgeon.
All of them.
Put a broken pelvis together yesterday.
That was fun.
Yeah, that involved learning some new words, but I did get it together. So,
I have a question. Was glue involved?
No, not on this one.
Unbelievable. Well, that's the point. He just texted me back. Yeah. I've heard enough. I'm going to contact his office.
Yep.
He's going to come up probably. Recommend perhaps maybe scheduling a early morning visit, get there the night before, stay at a motel, and then come see you in the morning, and then you could figure out what's going on and say, okay, you're gonna have to come back for scheduled surgery, or this is an alternative way to treat your dog.
So what I would recommend is, let me get the records first, let me see what's going on, okay, because maybe I can figure it out right from there.
Okay.
And then we'll make a plan. A lot of times if, let's say it's, I want to check something, then yes, have them come up. I want to see you in the morning because we'll tentatively schedule surgery based on what I'm seeing at the exam in the morning, and then, so when people come from out, from a long ways away, I try to, accommodate that as much as possible.
Oh, so you might be able to schedule the surgery that afternoon.
Yep. So I got to put a big asterisk on this because I don't know what he's talking
you're
about.
Dealing with. Yes. Jim just texted me from Monroe. He says, how do I get the records to Dr. Jeff?
You can email him to info@SAULT, spelled S-A-U-L-T, So like Sault Ste. Marie, S-A-U-L-T, Animal Hospital, all together.com. So info at SiouxAnimalHospital.com.
Very good. So the vet could do it, or he could do it if you got the records from him.
Well, the veterinarian, so how it works is the record, I own the physical record, or like my computer system, I own the record. The client owns the information on the record. So if somebody calls here and they say, hey, and especially now that we don't have to photocopy stuff anymore, which is another reason why I went digital, you know, I mean, literally I push two buttons, click, click, boom, goes, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, so I'm assuming most people are on electronic medical records now.
They would do the same thing.
You would contact your veterinarian and say, hey, either they give you a copy and then you can send it, or say, hey, can you, you know, forward this up here? I just want a second opinion.
Got it. So the information in the record is something that they can just, like you say, click.
The client owns that. Yes.
They own and they can request that they email that to you.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. A lot of times clinics, now we're not really covered under HIPAA because we're not human, but we kind of follow that anyhow just because it's, you know, good practice. The client or the owner of that medical record, which is going to be the owner of the animal, they're the ones that have to say, hey, release this information to this other person or to this other clinic.
Right.
Even then, I really don't. Or sometimes we've had other clinics fax us like a release form. It's just like if you want to get your copies from your doctor, okay?
Sure.
You've got to sign a release form that says, yes, I want a copy of my chart. Okay, same kind of thing. So a lot of times if a clinic will calls here, like another clinic calls, and they want copies, I can't really send it to them because they're not the owner of the animal. You have to almost get, and even a verbal okay on the phone is
sure.
Fine.
Okay, good
you
enough.
Know, but it's the owner has to release the records.
Got it. So he says, great information. Thank you so much. He'll call his vet. One other thing he says, being Sault Animal Hospital,
mm-hmm.
he said, my vet might think that this is a hospital for animals, not a competing veterinarian, and therefore shouldn't have a problem sending Jeff the records. Is that something that you get a lot?
Not really, because we all understand. I mean, and we send records to people go other places for second opinion. So it happens a lot more than people think it does.
Okay.
And don't be, I'm not offended. You know, I mean, I'll have one. I just had one this week where we looked and diagnosed something, and he also uses another clinic in town. And he's like, you know what, I'm going to have this other clinic that the other clinic I see for whatever reason.
Yeah.
He wants him to do it. Fine. It's just business, you know. And so don't be. And plus, you know, the end goal is to take care of your animal. You know?
Yes, that's what you all care about anyway.
Yeah. So I mean, like me personally, I don't get offended. And sometimes I'm human, just like everybody, you know. And sometimes you can get so deep in the weeds on something, you might miss something. Now it's nice I have two other doctors working with me that's a lot of times will go, here, what do you think of this, what am I missing,
right?
But if he's a solo practitioner, it's kind of hard to do, and it doesn't hurt to have somebody else look over your shoulder and go, yep, nope, yeah, you got that right, you know, just to confirm that.
Got it. Okay, well, if you have any other questions or you would like to call and give a credit card over the phone to get a dollar amount for your family members to take their animals in, just give them a call, 906-635-5910. Again, that's 906 in Sault Ste. Marie, 635-5910.
Yep.
Please store that in your phone so you don't have to call me on Saturday morning. All right, Jeff, we appreciate you, brother, and
we'll talk to you
next week.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, bills to expand unemployment benefits in Michigan are headed to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's desk after lawmakers in the State House of Representatives approved a package that expands unemployment benefits to 26 weeks and increases the maximum weekly payment for beneficiaries. The main bill in the package passed the House 58-51 on Tuesday. The bill would allow unemployment beneficiaries to receive benefits for 26 weeks, up from the current 20 weeks under state law. It would also increase the maximum weekly unemployment benefit in each of the next 3 years, ending at $614 in 2027. The bill also expands the benefit cap for dependents from $6 to $26. The most dangerous Christmas songs, Jim Lehocki explains.
A scientific study by the South China